Welcome to Uncluttered and Unfiltered, the podcast urging you to let it go and don't look back. With nationally acclaimed professional organizer Christine Stone and self-proclaimed hot damn mess radio and TV personality Eden Kendall.
Welcome everyone to Uncluttered and Unfiltered, with a podcast for women over 50. My name is Eden Kendall. I am a broadcaster, and Christine Stone is here. She is a professional organizer. Lots of people have become much more organized because of you, and I'm one of those people. So
well,
I am
thank
greatly,
you very much.
Greatly appreciative of that. A lot of times you will find things on social media and you will share them with me, and,
yes.
and they are things that I haven't seen or heard of. Everybody's algorithm is different.
Right.
I found something that I thought was really interesting, so I wanted to share it with you. And as it relates, I asked AI really to tell me, how does this relate to women over 50?
Right.
So the first thing is, it's called the bean soup theory. Now, the bean soup theory was born of a video that went viral of somebody creating this recipe for bean soup. The main ingredients were three different kinds of beans. The comments started asking, is there a variation of this without beans? I don't like beans. I'm allergic to beans. How can I have this without beans? To which people were saying, you can't. Not everything's about you.
Right.
Find a different recipe. It's bean soup. If you don't like beans,
right.
move along. We don't have to revise what we're doing here
because
to accommodate
you
just because you don't want to have some beans.
Yep.
So that's the bean soup theory. Now, when applied to women over 50, it highlights a shift in how we consume media, how we manage our health, and how we navigate societal expectations as far as thinking that everything has to be about us and being irritated and stressed when things are not
about us.
About us.
Yeah.
For example, women over 50, and I'm reading this verbatim, often receive unsolicited advice regarding menopause, fitness, or diet. And then the theory suggests that everyone should feel these side effects. Everyone should feel these kinds of ways. These are the cures and the remedies.
Right.
And then someone inevitably says, something's wrong with me because that's not working for me.
Right.
Or you're wrong because that doesn't work for me. When in reality, according to the bean soup theory, that was just for someone else and not you.
Right. Right. I see this all the time on social media.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. And I even think most women in general, whether they're over 50 or not, want to try something that somebody is hyping. What I've learned from this, though, is when you are over 50, not everything is for you. Because I have bought products that a 35-year-old was using or a 40-year-old was using, and it looked terrible on me, or it was not flattering, whatever it was. And so I have learned lately that not everything is for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not everything is going to work for me. I'm a 63-year-old woman, and what works for even you would not work for me, and vice versa. And I don't think people get that concept, that not everything is going to work for everybody,
mm-hmm.
or work the same way. You know, I mean,
right. And then there's another side of it, too. And that is the side of the person who is providing the soup. You don't have to please everyone. You don't have to be a people pleaser. This podcast, I would love to say that everybody would enjoy this podcast, but it's not for you.
If
you listen to this podcast and you say, these are just two
old ladies.
And we've had lots of those comments on YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube's the place where people really let fly the meanness. Oh, gosh, listen to them whine or da-da-da-da. You know what? It's not for you.
Right.
It wasn't intended for you. You are a 30-year-old man.
Right.
You are not
right.
the intended audience. The bean soup was not for
you.
Go find yourself a steak.
Right.
You know, you don't need to stop here. We're not
right.
your restaurant. We're not for you.
But don't you also think that it's because there's so many social media outlets now? Like, it used to be just Facebook, and then
mm-hmm.
it was just Instagram, then it was Facebook and Instagram, then TikTok came in, then you had YouTube.
And Reddit.
And Reddit. Oh, Reddit. I mean, I've never seen anything like that. They're brutal.
Let's put a pin in that and come back to Reddit because I absolutely love Reddit.
Okay. And every time I look up something, they will tell you everything you need to know, but negatively.
Sure. That's what I like.
So I think it's just fan the flames of the bean soup.
Yes.
Because everyone wants their nose in everything. And instead of just staying in their lane, I call it.
So staying in your lane
one stays in their lane anymore.
Although the stay in your lane on this is, quote, if you don't like beans, you don't eat the soup.
Right.
Could be more simple?
Right. Like, it's bean soup. So if you don't like beans, why would you want to make bean soup?
And I would be really, really curious to hear from our listeners how they can apply the bean soup theory to their own lives. I know for me, I can tell you from my own perspective, and that is I am a runner. I try not to bore everybody with my running stories on this podcast because this is not a running podcast, and I don't think you would enjoy them very much. However, I can tell you that over the past many years, and this doesn't apply to every woman of my age, but I've slowed down. Okay, I've slowed down. My pace as a runner has slowed.
Really?
I used to run faster than I run now. I'm still very competitive in my age group, but my age group is slower than it was.
Okay.
I have to accept that.
Right.
That's the soup I have to eat.
Right.
I mean, sure, I could go crazy trying to train and thwart that. Sure, I could, but I don't want to. And so that's my bean soup. I just have to accept where I am in this station of my life.
Right.
I am in my 60th year, is the way somebody put it recently. I'm 59, so that's me in my 60th year. I have to accept it.
Yeah. Well, and that's how I have felt about skincare and makeup lately. Mm-hmm. I got really on the, look at that new product. Look at that new product. And it just became a disaster because my skin is very sensitive and everything started to irritate it. And that's when I got that perioral dermatitis, remember?
Yes.
And it's because I was using so many strong products and so many different products. And once I went back and just pared everything down and did what was appropriate for someone who has sensitive skin, everything cleared up and went back to normal. So what works for somebody else, I didn't go in and say, can you change that formulation? Because it didn't work for me.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Or
give them a negative review online, which hurts businesses.
Their business. And you see that a lot.
Can you imagine waiting 11 years to get screened for cancer? On average, people with mental health issues experience an 11-year delay between symptoms and seeking help, and close to two-thirds of mental illnesses go untreated. Hearts for Minds promotes healthy lives by promoting mental health education, facilitating early identification, and connecting people to treatment. Are you ready to learn more? Go to heartsforminds.org. Hearts, F-O-U-R, minds.org. For more information and to learn how you can help.
Like someone will say, I use this and it works so great. And then the comment section is just blistering it. Well, I use that.
Okay, so it's not for you.
Okay, it's not for you. And so, and of course, our age group, we're not big on the commenting.
Right.
At least I'm not. I don't comment on anything.
I don't either.
But I think that's because of our age group. Mm-hmm. The younger people can't help it. They can't. They can't help. They have to comment on every little thing.
I ordered something online the other day and it came. It was, you may have seen them. I'm not going to name the name of the product, but it was, they're these little jars of their protein butters. And basically they taste like, they're supposed to taste like a cookie batter or different things in it. They're high
protein.
But
they're butter?
They're not butter. They're like peanut butter, the way a peanut butter would be. But like one's brownie flavor, one's chocolate chip flavor.
Oh, I saw those. I saw those.
Not only did I not care for them,
I don't like
the aftertaste, but they made my stomach hurt. I tried like three nights in a row hoping it was something else, and it made my stomach hurt. And I almost not commented publicly, but reached out to the company. And I thought, you know what? I'm sure millions of people love this product. And if I were really trying to cut out all the sweets and it was really hard for me and I was somebody who needed it, it's it's bean soup with beans in it that I didn't like. Mm-hmm. I literally thought of the bean soup theory when I stopped myself from reaching out because they didn't have a return policy. They said absolutely no returns.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I wanted to email them and say,
well,
that
stinks. I don't like.
I didn't like it either, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
And it was probably very clearly suggested before I ordered it. I just didn't see. But again, before I start complaining, let me just check myself and say, you know what? I don't like this product. Doesn't mean other people don't love it.
Right. I agree. I think that's the mentality you have to have, especially in your 50s and 60s and onward, that, you know, not everything's going to be for me.
Yeah.
It's just not, even in clothing.
Yes.
I mean, clothing especially. Like, you everyone orders stuff off Amazon. I am not joking when I tell you, almost everything I've ordered clothing-wise off Amazon looks nothing like it did on the person on that I was following or that was,
mm-hmm.
And I mean, even if she's my age.
Well, the good news is, though, you can return that.
Right.
And you don't
and
have
you
to
can,
make a stink.
Right. No, not at all. I just stopped doing it. I said, you know what?
It's not for you.
It's just not for me. It's not for me.
So how, since we like to get some organization into these episodes, how could you apply the bean soup theory looking in your closet? Could you physically look at something and say, you know what? I bought this because everybody loves it, but it's not for me.
Yes, that's how I would apply that. I've told the story, I'm sure, on here before, but everyone kept saying, you need to wear color. You need to wear color. You need to wear flowers. You need to wear stripes. I have succumbed to that a few times, and every single time I put it on, I put a pair of pants on or shorts or whatever, and I look at myself in the mirror and go, I'm not keeping this. I am consigning it. I'm donating it, but I am not. And now I don't even do it anymore because it's not for me. I don't feel comfortable in it. There's a lot of ways in organization because people see organization as perfection, and it's not. It's about the bean soup theory. I don't need to keep things that are not working for me.
Mm-hmm.
For me. It may work for somebody else. That makeup may look great on somebody else. That shirt may look great on somebody else. Those jeans may look awesome on someone else, but they're not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like that one pants style, like they look like riding pants.
Oh.
What was that? The balloon pants or
oh,
something?
Oh, like the hammer pants?
Yeah,
I don't even
well,
know.
They,
what
I can't remember the name of them, but they
like
were
joggers.
Really, really, yeah, something. And everyone's like, oh, you would look great in those. I'm like, I am 5'2". There is no way.
Mm-hmm.
Even women over 50 were wearing them, and they looked amazing in them. But I knew that style was not for me.
I liken that to a chef saying, but you'll like this bean
right,
soup.
Right.
Okay, what part of I don't like the beans don't you get?
Yeah.
So that's how you would apply it.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether you're the one consuming the bean soup or you're the one who's making the bean
right.
soup, you make your bean soup. You keep that recipe true to your grandma's recipe.
Right.
And if somebody doesn't want to eat it, let them move on.
Right.
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 So here is the takeaway that ChatGPT told me from bean soup.
I love to hear what they
In summary, for women over 50, the bean soup theory serves as a tool for navigating online noise and societal pressure, reminding us we do not need to justify our life choices or adapt our needs to content that simply wasn't made for us.
Right, which there's a lot of that out
there.
There's
a lot of that
out there. A lot of content out there that simply wasn't made for me, at least. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I even tried a shampoo. You'll like this one. I went and bought the shampoo because this girl on TikTok said, this shampoo will make your hair so healthy.
Okay.
This was just like a month ago.
Okay.
When I tell you, I looked terrible after
What do you mean? I can't
well,
even imagine your hair not
no,
looking good.
I am telling you, it weighed my hair down
oh.
so much that even the girl who was blow drying my hair said, what happened? I said, I tried this shampoo because this girl
because
on TikTok
told me to.
Right. And I can't do anything with it. I mean, it took a couple shampoos to get that shampoo out of my hair.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it just made my hair so stick straight and flat. And so I realized it's not for me.
Yeah.
It's not the shampoo I'll ever use again. Did I make a big stink out of it? Did I like comment on someone's thing and say, don't use that, it's going to make... It just didn't work for my hair. And so I also learned a lot from that. I am very devoted to all my hair care products. I mean devoted. I've used them for years and years and years. And trying to make changes sometimes backfires, and that mm-hmm. one really backfired.
But you do. It's okay to try something new occasionally. I you know, if we're going to be true to this topic, you could literally say, like, as long as it's not an allergy, every few years, maybe you do want to try
right,
the bean soup, yep. a little sample of it.
Right.
Oh, nope, still don't like it.
Still
not
like
for me.
It.
Or, what do you know? My taste changed, kind of the way my son wouldn't eat cheese until he was
right.
19. You
right.
know what I mean? It's yeah. just the way it is.
Well, and as you get older, you do change.
You do change,
you
but
soften,
you tried it.
You know.
You recognized it as something that just was not that deep. Hey, it's not for me.
Right.
It's just not for me.
I agree.
So on that note, we like to think that our Ladies Only Uncluttered and Unfiltered Facebook page is for you because you lasted this long in this episode. So please do join us on that. We'll make sure there's a link in our show notes. If I hadn't already said that in this episode, they all run together at this point. And remember, you know, if you don't like beans and someone serves you bean soup, let it go.
And don't look back.